Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Chlachof Aleph, Simen Yotes. And we spoke about the halacha of a person saying Shema twice, and we're saying that's problematic. Now, Chayodim continues and he says, Afilo Kishakari al mitos, a person is reading Shema in bed, Kriya Shema, Kamapamim Kadesh Yishtaka Vishina. So the halacha is that if a person says Kriya Shema and does not fall asleep, he should fall asleep, preferably with the Shmira of Kriya Shema protecting him. So we want him to go straight from his Kriya Shema into his sleep. So he should repeat the Shema again until eventually he falls asleep. So if a person would be reading Shema a second time in order to have this accomplish this falling asleep while saying Shema, is he allowed to repeat the first pasuk? So Chayyim says no. Lo yichlo pasuk Shema Yisrael. He should not preferably repeat the first pasuk. Now he's going to give an example where it is permitted to repeat. People which are standing together with the nifter, a person who's being nifter, and they're there at the time that the neshama is leaving the body, the moment of petira, of death. They want the person to, if he can't declare it himself, at least hear the word Shema Yisrael before he dies, that to be the person's final affirmation of his belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu before he dies. And the person dies within saying the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that's a good simon. So they say Shema Yisrael Shema Kadosh Shema Chod, the person doesn't die right away. So they say it again because the person hasn't died yet. They want to catch that moment of Petira. So I remember Kaflin Pasuk Shema Yisrael, they're repeating it multiple times. So after Sheyesh Limchus Biyadim, maybe we should tell them that that's wrong to do. They should not repeat the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael multiple times. They can say the paragraph multiple times, but they cannot repeat the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. But after Kimash Yadua, Shekamarasim, Shetetse, and Shama Be'echod, Akol Yodim Shen Kamarasim Be'ez Rishriyas. So we could argue that over here, the reason why it's also is because it looks like people are trying to, Chas V'Shalom, accept multiple authorities over themselves. But over here, it's known to people that the purpose of this repetition of Shema multiple times is that a person should have the word Echad being the last moment of his life and then dying from the world with the word Echad. So that is the goal of the people which are standing there. So their goal is not to, Chas V'Shalom, undertake multiple Rishuyos. So maybe since it's so well known, it's not also to do fine. Upasuk Hashem Hu Elokim Noigim Lomer Zayin Pamim. We say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. So how do we say it seven times? Hashem Hu Elokim. That's He's Hashem. He is the all powerful, the one who controls the world. And you say it a second time. It looks like Hashem, a different authority. So we can say it seven times, because it functions as a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who Chazal say there are seven levels of the heaven, and Barshem is the one throughout the seven levels. So that's what Hashem Elokim means. And that's really based on the pasuk. The pasuk itself, by Elio and Carmel and Sefer Malachim, Klaiso said Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Klaiso said Hashem Elokim twice. So we're saying that you're allowed to repeat it at least once. So once you're allowed to repeat it more than once, you can repeat it more than twice also. So you can repeat it seven times, and all that is permitted because his kumon is not for Beis Rishuyos. Now, he asked the following question. Pisman the Yugimel Midas, we have a Slicha, which we say, which is referred to as Yugimel Midas, because it starts with Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Lechanu, and then it starts with the it talks about the Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, whatever we live through, we say, B'chol Zos Ono Lekor V'Nino Lekor. We are looking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Ono Lekor V'Nino Lekor? We already said we're seeking out the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that includes our eyes. So the Gemara in Sukkah asked the question, that the Gemara says we have a more basic problem. It looks like Chas V'Shalom, we're saying we have two sources. We have Ono Lekor, and then Nino Lekor. That's like Shema Shema. So how's it going to be permitted? Tzarech Iyun. So that we have to understand what we're doing in this pizmon, because Sharon Rebbe had the baruch al zeh besukkah, tavik shma shma. The more he asks, it's shma shma. The more answers we that the pshat what it means on the lekoah in the past. Beinenu lekoah miyachelo is that we're looking forward to the future they're having get from a kodesh baruch. So it's two different statements. Vayin shom pirush mishnah Rambam dein kavanah shiicham lekach elu shemitz amru kach. That it wasn't enough just to think that, you have to actually say the words. So you have to say the words that inenu lekoah miyachelos, which we don't do, so we're not clarifying that this is two different thoughts. It looks like one thought twice, which is also therefore Mitzarchian, therefore this didn't seem to be it needs to be difficult to understand. We could argue that nowadays, since people say it regularly, this is how we say it, so it does not look like that we're undertaking two different Rishuyas Chas V'Sholem. Even though once upon a time it did look like that, it doesn't apply to us anymore because we say it regularly, we understand it's all referring to Hashem. So maybe that would be an explanation of what we're doing in that pizmon. Have a good day.